The first step is to ensure that the intervention is actually being implemented with fidelity. Often we're quick to say, oh, that didn't work. You know, I tried video modeling, but it didn't work for the student. But we really haven't implemented video modeling the way it was designed and the way that we know that it actually works. So what I would recommend is first finding the fidelity checklist for each of the evidence-based practices. That can help you as the teacher to monitor how the intervention is being implemented. Our first instinct shouldn't necessarily be, oh, we need to do this more, or we shouldn't do this at all, but first make sure that the intervention that we are implementing is of high quality or high fidelity. Then next, if we know that we're implementing it the way in which it is designed, then to allow for a little bit of time for the evidence-based practice to impact the behavior, especially if it's a behavior that's been part of a student's repertoire for a long time, it may take a bit of time to see the impact of that evidence-based practice. If it's being implemented with fidelity over a period of time, and the data are indicating that there's no change, then consider selecting another evidence-based practice or adding additional evidence-based practices to support that behavior change. And consider the match between the evidence-based practice and the student and the evidence-based practice and the staff. Sometimes we have a mismatch there. It's not the right practice for the student or the staff. And when we're considering intensive intervention, we also want to think about, we may not need more intensive, but we often need more consistent intervention. For example, we might only be using the picture exchange communication system during snack time, and we may not see behavior change. So we might think, oh, that's not effective. But really, we need to think about implementing that system across settings. So not just at snack time, but at math time and at circle time and out on the field trip, or across people, so not just with the speech-language pathologist, but with the paraprofessionals, with the teacher, with the family, or across items. We're not only using PECS to request for food, but we're using it to request the items that we need in our math activity. So I would think about implementing evidence-based practices more consistently rather than necessarily more intensively.